Take your gifts with our thanks and good wishes. Grudging good wishes, said Fumalo, and actually smiled. Coming from him, that smile was both dazzling and unexpected. Susanna almost started forward, hungry as she was for fresh food, for fresh meat. It was the sweaters and the thermal underwear that she really craved. Although supplies were getting thin, and would surely run out before they were past the place the Uffy called Empathica, there were still cans of beans and tuna and corned beef hash rolling around in the back of Hofat's luxury taxi, and their bellies were currently full. It was the cold that was killing her. That was what it felt like, at least, cold working its way inward toward her heart, one painful inch at a time. Two things stopped her. One was the realization that a single step forward was all it would take to destroy what little remained of her will. She'd run to the center of the bridge and fall on her knees before that deep basket of clothes, and go grubbing through it like a predatory housewife at the annual Filene's white sale. Once she took that first step, nothing would stop her. And losing her will wouldn't be the worst of it. She would also lose the self-respect Odetta Holmes had labored all her life to win, despite the barely suspected saboteur lurking in her mind. Yet even that wouldn't have been enough to hold her back. What did was a memory of the day they'd seen the crow with the green stuff in its beak, the crow that had been going croo, croo instead of caw, caw. Only devil grass, true, but green stuff all the same, living stuff. That was the day Roland had told her to hold her tongue, had told her, what was it? Before victory comes temptation. She never would have suspected that her life's greatest temptation would be a cable-knit fisherman's sweater. But